Part 2, Chapter 4, Krishna's Unparalleled Beauty and Opulence. Asamanordva Rupa Sri Vishma Pita Chara Chara. Quote, Krishna's personal beauty and opulence are beyond compare. End of quote. The fourth quality Srila Rupa Goswami presents as the unique possession of Krishna, which no other form or incarnation of the Lord has, is Krishna's incredible beauty. Asamanordva Rupa Sri Vishma Pita Chara Chara. How much beauty does Krishna have? Krishna's beauty is beyond compare. Krishna becomes mad when he sees his own beauty. In Krishna's house there are so many mirrors that sometimes he is afraid to go inside, because when he sees his own beauty, he forgets himself. Srila Guru Maharaj said, Krishna has so much beauty because he is reality, and reality's nature is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, reality, the beautiful. Shyamang Hiranya Paridhing Vanamalya Barha Datu Pravala Natavesham Anavratangshe Vinyasta Hastam Itarena Dunanam Abjang Karnot Palala Kakapola Mukabjahasam. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.23.22. This verse describes the beauty of Krishna. Quote, Krishna always has a crown with peacock feathers and flowers in it. His cloth is golden, and he is always bedecked with flower garlands made from fresh wild flowers. He is always dancing and playing on his flute. End of quote. There are no weapons in Vrindavan. When Krishna killed the various demons, Putana, Vatsasura, Keshi, etc., he did it all by hand. Sometimes he uses an arm or leg or another part of his body, but never any weapon. Also, we see in Srimad Bhagavatam 9.24.65 Yasyananang makara kundala charu karna brajat kapola supagang savilasa hasam nityatsavang Na tatripur drishi bi pipantyo, naryo narascha mudita kupita nimescha. Quote, Krishna's face is so beautiful, it is decorated with ornaments such as earrings that resemble sharks. His ears are beautiful, his cheeks brilliant, and his smile is attractive to everyone. Whoever sees Krishna sees a festival. Simply by seeing Krishna, one sees a festival taking place. When the demigods are flying in their airplanes with their wives, and they see Krishna walking through the forest of Vrindavan, herding his cows and playing his flute, they are having a festival in their airplanes. Krishna's beauty is so overwhelming for everyone that the gopis are angry at the creator, Lord Brahma, for making eyes that blink, because in that split second they can't see Krishna. End of quote. When the gopis see Krishna and Balaram roaming in the Vrindavan forest, they say, Malanu prikta paridhana vichitra vesho madye virijatur alang pashupala goshtyang Rangay yata nata varo kvacha gayamano. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.21.8. Quote, dressed in charming varieties of garments, decorated with garlands, peacock feathers, lotuses, lilies, newly grown mango sprouts and clusters of flower buds, Krishna and Balaram shine forth magnificently among the assembly of cowherd boys. They look just like the best of dancers appearing on a dramatic stage and sometimes they even sing. End of quote. In Sri Brahma Samhita, there are many shlokas describing Krishna's beauty. Alola Chandrakala Sadvanamalya Vangshi Ratnangadang Pranayakeli Kalavilasam Syamang Tribangalalitang Niyata Prakashang Govindamadi Purushang Tamahung Bajami. Sri Brahma Samhita 5:31. Alola Chandrakala Sadvanamalya Vangshi. Krishna's dearest lover has made a vanamalya, forest garland, with peacock feathers and forest flowers, and given it to him. There is nothing else on that garland except forest flowers and peacock feathers gathered from the forest. There are no jewels, diamonds, or anything else. Only forest flowers and peacock feathers. Ratnangadang Pranayakeli Kalavilasam. Since Krishna is playing with the gopis, it is necessary to dress like them. Mother Yashoda has given Krishna some nice dress, golden ornaments, bracelets, ankle bracelets, etc., and he is wearing them and playing with the gopis. Syamang Tribangalalitang Niyata Prakasham. Krishna's color is so beautiful that it gives peace to the eyes. It isn't effulgent like Narayan's. It is soothing the eyes and attracting them like a magnet. Venang kwanantang aravinda dalayataksham Barhavatang sangasitam buddha sundarangam Kandarpa koti kamaniya vishesha shobham Govinda madi purusham tamahang bhajami. Sri Brahma Samhita 5:30. Krishna's eyes are like blooming lotus petals, and he always has a peacock feather in his hair. His beauty is like the form and color of a blue rain cloud, and he charms millions and millions of cupids. Koti kamaniya vishesha shobham. When millions of cupids see Krishna, they faint. His divine form is that beautiful. This is Lord Brahma's description, so we must believe it. In Srila Guru Maharaja's composition, Sri Sri Premadama Deva Stotram, he wrote, Rupa Rasa Rangaram, in verse 2. Krishna's limbs are alive with the mood of love that emerges and continually flows from his beautiful form. His beauty is inconceivable, Rupa Rasa Lila. Every part of Krishna's body wants to show itself to other parts. A hand wants to show itself to the other hand. A leg wants to show itself to the mouth, and the mouth wants to show itself to other parts. Every part wants to show its beauty to others. All parts of his body want to show their beauty to the other parts. Angani yasya sakalendriya vritimanti Pashyanti panti kalayanti chirang jaganti Ananda chinmaya sadujvala vigrahasya Govinda madi purushang tamahang bhajami. Sri Brahma Samhita 5:32. Quote, with each part of his transcendental body, he can do the function of any other part. With any part, he maintains and manifests all the universes, both spiritual and material. All the parts of his body are interchangeable, each being as beautiful as any other. His form has that type of truth, beauty, and the most dazzling splendor. End of quote. When Krishna was present, the whole creation was stunned to see his divine form. There were 16,000 girls waiting to marry him. They were arrested by King Jarasandha, but when they were released, they became mad when they saw Krishna. Everyone ran towards him and gave him a garland. Krishna is the cause of all causes. This is essentially explained in the first shloka of Sri Brahma Samhita. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchit Ananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. Lord Narayan, or other forms of the Lord, do not have such beauty. These are the four qualities Krishna has that Narayan or other forms or incarnations of the Lord do not have. The question about Krishna's unique qualities was a good one, and I think the answer was also good, because through these topics, many things have entered your heart, and also through this answer, another desire was fulfilled. We are searchers of the spiritual world, of spiritual life, and of God. And through these topics, we have got a chance to explain something about the glories of Krishna. We have received a clue as to whose lotus feet we should worship and who we should take shelter of. There are many demigods and many forms of the Lord, Keshava, Govinda, Damodar, and many others as well. Mahaprabhu expressed his mind in this way. Kahan mora prana nata murali vadana. Kahan karong kahan pan rajendra nandana. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 2:15. Quote, "Where is the Lord of my life who was playing his flute? What shall I do now? Where should I go to find the son of Maharaj Nanda?" End of quote. There is also a shloka in Srimad Bhagavatam 10:8:46. Nanda kim akarod brahman shreya evang mahodayam yashoda cha mahabhaga papo yasya stanang hari. Quote, "O Brahman, what pious activities did Nanda Maharaj perform to receive the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, as his son? And what pious activities did Mother Yashoda perform that made the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, call her mother and suck her breasts?" End of quote. At the opening of the Chandrodaya Mandir in Mayapur in 1973, I spoke the following shloka. Kam pratikataitum ishe sampratiko va pratitim ayatu gopati tanaya kunje gopa vidhuti vitang brahma. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila chapter 19 verse 98. The meaning is, quote, "Whom shall I tell and who will believe me when I say the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is playing in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj? He is playing with the gopis and gopa balakas on the banks of the Yamuna. He is playing in Shyama Kund, Radha Kund, and in the caves of Giriraj Govardhan. He is fighting in the arena with Kamsa. His pastimes are going on everywhere in Madhura Vrindavan. If one leaves this area, he cannot go to any other place and find such pastimes." End of quote. Whoever will hear Krishna Leela will be attracted by Krishna. He will never go to any other place. The name of Krishna attracts everyone and gives joy to our hearts. This is the meaning of the word Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Baja Krishna, Kaha Krishna, Laha Krishna Nama." This is the way to surrender to Krishna. Take the name of Krishna, surrender to Krishna, and give everything to Krishna. You will be supremely benefited in your spiritual life. All the scriptures say this. Never abuse any god or demigod or any incarnation of the Lord, but supremely glorify Lord Krishna. E te changsha kala pungsha, Krishnas tu bhagavan swayam, indrari vyakulang lokang, mridayanti yuge yuge. Srimad Bhagavatam 1.3.28. Krishna is the creator of the whole creation. This is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam and in Sri Brahma Samhita. We must remember this. Chant Hare Krishna, give attention to Krishna, and be happy. Thus ends Religion of the Heart by Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj, 2nd edition.